And now here is the latest weather summary for New Hampshire and western Maine. Hot and humid conditions will persist through Wednesday, but he peaks today. A cold front will drop south through the area Wednesday evening, bringing chances for strong thunderstorms and relief from the heat and humidity the second half of the week. The front may stall closing as it crosses southern New England to keep chances for showers in the forecast Thursday, with Canadian high pressure branding mostly dry conditions late Friday through the weekend. Now for the official National Weather Service forecast for southwest Maine, including the cities of Portland, Kittery, Sanford, Windham, Lewiston, and Brunswick. Rest of today, mostly sunny. Hot with highs in the lower 90s. Light and variable winds, becoming northwest around 10 miles an hour with gusts up to 20 miles an hour this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear. Lows in the lower 60s. Northwest winds around 10 miles an hour until midnight, becoming light and variable. Wednesday, partly sunny. Showers likely with a chance of thunderstorms in the afternoon. Warm with highs in the lower 80s near the coast, with highs in the upper 80s inland. Light and variable winds, becoming southwest around 10 miles an hour in the afternoon. Chance of rain 60%. Wednesday night, mostly cloudy. Showers likely with a chance of thunderstorms until midnight. Humid with lows in the lower 60s. Light and variable winds. Chance of rain 60%. Thursday, mostly cloudy with a chance of showers. Highs in the mid 70s. Light and variable winds. Chance of rain 50%. Thursday night, mostly cloudy with a chance of showers. Lows in the mid 50s. Chance of rain 50%. Friday, partly sunny. A chance of showers in the morning. Highs in the mid 70s. Chance of rain 50%. Friday night through Saturday night, mostly clear. Lows in the mid 50s. Highs in the upper 70s. Sunday, sunny. Highs in the lower 80s. Sunday night and Monday, mostly clear. Lows in the upper 50s. Highs in the mid-80s. Now for the official National Weather Service forecast for the islands of Casco Bay, including Chabig, Long, and Peaks Islands. Rest of today, patchy fog late this morning. Mostly sunny. Highs around 80. Light and variable winds, becoming west around 10 miles an hour this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear. Lows in the mid-60s. Light and variable winds. Wednesday, partly sunny. Showers likely with a chance of thunderstorms in the afternoon. Highs in the lower 70s. Light and variable winds, becoming south around 10 miles an hour in the afternoon. Chance of rain 60%. Wednesday night, mostly cloudy. Showers likely with a chance of thunderstorms until midnight. Lows in the lower 60s. Light and variable winds. Chance of rain 60%. Thursday, mostly cloudy with a 40% chance of showers. Highs in the upper 60s. North winds around 10 miles an hour in the morning, becoming light and variable. Thursday night, mostly cloudy with a 50% chance of showers. Lows in the upper 50s. Here is excessive heat advisory information for the following area in Maine. Coastal York, what? Heat index values in the middle to upper 90s expected. Where? Coastal York County. When? From 11 a.m. this morning to 8 p.m. this evening. Impacts: hot temperatures and high humidity may cause heat illnesses. Drink plenty of fluids, stay in an air-conditioned room, stay out of the sun, and check up on relatives and neighbors. Here is the recreation forecast for Sebago Lake. Rest of today, west winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Waves around 2 feet. Sunny, hot with highs in the lower 90s. Water temperature 74 degrees. Tonight, northwest winds around 10 miles per hour in the evening, becoming light and variable. Waves around 1 foot. Mostly clear. Lows in the lower 60s. Water temperature 74 degrees. Wednesday, southwest winds around 5 miles per hour. Waves around 1 foot. sunny in the morning, then partly sunny with showers, likely with a chance of thunderstorms in the afternoon. Humid with highs in the upper 80s. Chance of rain 60%. Water temperature 74 degrees. Here is the forecast for the islands of Casco Bay, Maine. Rest of today, mostly sunny. Highs in the lower 80s. Light and variable winds becoming west around 10 miles per hour this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear. Lows in the mid-60s. Light and variable winds. Wednesday, partly sunny in the morning, then becoming cloudy. Showers likely with a chance of thunderstorms in the afternoon. Highs in the mid-70s. Light and variable winds becoming south around 10 miles per hour in the afternoon. Chance of rain 60%. Here is the forecast for the islands and necks of the mid-coast of Maine. Rest of today, partly sunny. Patchy fog late this morning. Highs in the lower 80s. Light and variable winds. Tonight, partly cloudy in the evening, then becoming mostly clear. Lows in the lower 60s. Light and variable winds. Wednesday, partly sunny in the morning, then becoming cloudy. A chance of showers in the afternoon. Highs in the upper 70s. Light and variable winds. Chance of rain 50%. This is NOAA Weather Radio Station KDO 95 broadcasting on a frequency of 162.55 MHz from Blackstrap Hill in Falmouth, Maine. The current time is 11:03 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. The following is a summary of watches, warnings, and advisories in effect. For the KDO 95 listening area, a heat advisory remains in effect until 8 p.m. and now includes the following area in Maine, coastal York. The 10 a.m. coastal weather observations for southwest Maine and New Hampshire. In Rockland, it was sunny, the temperature was 81 and the wind was west at 8 miles an hour. At Portland, it was sunny, the temperature was 87 degrees, the dew point 70, giving a relative humidity of 56%. The wind was west at 6 miles an hour and the pressure was 29.93 inches and falling. In New Hampshire, Portsmouth was mostly sunny, the temperature was 87 and the wind was southwest at 7 miles an hour. Here is the latest marine forecast for the following coastal waters from Cape Elizabeth, Maine to the Merrimack River, Massachusetts, out 25 nautical miles. Today, southwest winds 5 to 10 knots. Seas around 2 feet, patchy fog until late afternoon. Visibility 1 to 3 nautical miles until late afternoon. Tonight, northwest winds 5 to 10 knots, becoming north after midnight. Seas around 2 feet. Wednesday, northwest winds around 5 knots, becoming south in the afternoon. Seas 1 foot or less, then around 2 feet, in the afternoon. Wednesday night, north winds 5 to 10 knots. Seas around 2 feet, a chance of showers. Thursday, northeast winds 5 to 10 knots, becoming east in the afternoon. Seas around 2 feet, wave detail, northeast 2 feet, at 8 seconds. A chance of showers. Thursday night, northeast winds 5 to 10 knots. Seas around 2 feet, wave detail, east 2 feet, at 6 seconds. A chance of showers in the evening, then showers likely after midnight. Friday, northeast winds around 10 knots with gusts up to 20 knots. Seas 2 to 3 feet, showers likely, mainly in the morning. Friday night, north winds 5 to 10 knots. Seas 2 to 3 feet, Saturday, north winds 5 to 10 knots, becoming east in the afternoon. Seas 2 to 3 feet, Saturday night, southwest winds 5 to 10 knots, becoming west after midnight. Seas around 2 feet. Here is the latest marine forecast for the following, Casco Bay, Maine. Today, southwest winds 5 to 10 knots. Seas around 2 feet, areas of fog early this morning, then patchy fog late this morning. Visibility 1 to 3 nautical miles this morning. Tonight, north winds around 5 knots. Seas around 2 feet, in the evening, then 1 foot or less. Wednesday, west winds around 5 knots, becoming south in the afternoon. sees 1 foot or less, then around 2 feet in the afternoon. Showers likely with a chance of thunderstorms in the afternoon. Wednesday night, southeast winds around 5 knots, becoming north after midnight. Seas around 2 feet in the evening, then 1 foot or less. Showers likely with a chance of thunderstorms in the evening. Thursday, north winds around 5 knots, becoming southeast in the afternoon. Seas around 2 feet, a chance of showers. Thursday night, southeast winds around 5 knots, becoming north after midnight. Seas around 2 feet, a chance of showers. Friday, northeast winds 5 to 10 knots. Seas around 2 feet, a chance of showers in the morning. Friday night, north winds around 5 knots. Seas around 2 feet. Saturday, north winds around 5 knots, becoming west in the afternoon. Seas around 2 feet. Saturday night, west winds 5 to 10 knots. Seas around 2 feet, winds and seas higher and near thunderstorms. Here is the latest tide information for Portland. The next high tide is at 3:19 p.m. The next low tide is at 9:24 p.m. The following high tide is at 3:34 a.m. Wednesday. The following low tide is at 9:45 a.m. Wednesday. A weak high pressure ridge will shift southeast of the area today. A cold front will move southeast over the waters tonight into Thursday, then stall along or just south of the southern portions by Thursday night. Low pressure will develop along the stalled boundary Friday, track east along the front Friday night, then clear well east into the Atlantic Saturday. High pressure will build southeast across the area later Saturday and Saturday night. Today, southwest winds 10 to 15 knots. Seas 3 to 4 feet, areas of fog with visibility 1 nautical mile or less. Tonight, west to southwest winds 5 to 15 knots, becoming north to northeast 5 to 10 knots. Seas 3 to 4 feet, areas of fog with visibility 1 nautical mile or less. Wednesday, variable winds less than 5 knots, becoming south 5 to 15 knots. Seas 2 feet or less. Areas of fog with visibility 1 nautical mile or less. Wednesday night, south to southwest winds 5 to 15 knots, becoming north. Seas 2 feet or less. Chance of showers and thunderstorms with visibility 1 nautical mile or less. Thursday, north winds 5 to 15 knots, becoming northeast. Seas 3 to 4 feet. Thursday night, east winds less than 10 knots, becoming northeast 10 to 20 knots. Seas 3 to 4 feet. Friday, east to northeast winds 10 to 20 knots. Seas 3 to 5 feet. Friday night, north to northeast winds 15 to 25 knots. Seas 4 to 7 feet. Saturday, north winds 15 to 25 knots. Seas 5 to 8 feet. Saturday night, west to southwest winds 5 to 10 knots. Seas 3 to 5 feet. Here are the latest automated marine observations along the Maine and New Hampshire coasts as of 10 a.m. At Mount Desert Rock, the wind was south at 18 knots, with gusts to 19 knots, and the air temperature was 64. At Matinicus Rock, the wind was southwest at 16 knots, and the air temperature was 63. At the Portland Weather Buoy, the wind was southeast at 4 knots, the temperature was 62, sea water temperature 57 and 1 foot, seas every 9 seconds. Isles of Shoals had west winds at 13 knots, the temperature was 76. At Jeffreys Ledge, the water temperature was 65, with 1 foot, seas every 13 seconds. The report from Cash's Ledge was not available. At George's Bank, the water temperature was 65. Here are the latest automated marine observations along the Maine and New Hampshire coasts as of 11 a.m. At Mount Desert Rock, the wind was south at 17 knots, with gusts to 18 knots, and the air temperature was 64. At Matinicus Rock, the wind was southwest at 16 knots, and the air temperature was 63. At the Portland Weather Buoy, the wind was southeast at 4 knots, with gusts to 4 knots. The temperature was 64, the water temperature was 57. Isles of Shoals had west winds at 8 knots, the temperature was 79. At Jeffreys Ledge, the water temperature was 65, with 1 foot, seas every 8 seconds. The report from Cash's Ledge was not available. At George's Bank, the water temperature was 65. The 11 a.m. weather observations across New England. At Portland, it was mostly sunny. The temperature was 89, the dew point 70, and the pressure was 29.94 inches and rising. Freiburg, mostly sunny 91. Augusta, sunny 87. Bangor was mostly sunny and 87. And in Caribou, partly sunny 77. In New Hampshire, Portsmouth reported mostly sunny, the temperature was 91. At Concord, it was sunny and the temperature was 91 degrees. In Lebanon, it was sunny with a temperature of 86. At the summit of Mount Washington, fog was reported, the temperature was 55 and the wind was west at 38 miles an hour, gusting to 45 miles an hour. In Vermont, Burlington was mostly sunny and 84. Montpelier reports mostly sunny and 82 degrees. In southern New England, Boston was sunny and 91. Worcester was sunny and 85. Hartford, Connecticut, mostly sunny, 88. Providence, Rhode Island, mostly sunny, 90. In Albany, New York, it was mostly sunny, the temperature was 87, and in New York City, it was mostly sunny and 92 degrees.